Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Today's State of the Climate Report is a dismal litany of humanity's failure to tackle climate disruption.
UN warns four key climate change indicators broke new records in 2021. Cutting air pollution from fossil fuels would save 50,000 lives a year, study finds. Plus,
forest officials are concerned that with the dry conditions, visitors may become trapped if a fire does break out.
National forests forced to close as wildfires rage.
All of that raging and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
And you know what those liberals will do with their powerful permanent majority? Beg Joe Manchin for paid family leave. Then if he doesn't vote for it, say, oh, okay then. What if we fed coal directly to dolphins?
Yep, that'll do it. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, not a good sign for these wildfires this season.
No, it is not. Due to an outbreak of severe early season wildfires in New Mexico and southern Colorado, federal officials announced this week that the Santa Fe National Forest, as well as two other national forests, will close in the height of tourist season because the danger of a catastrophic fire is just too great. Mm. Globally, four key climate change indicators set new records in 2021. The United Nations Weather Agency announced on Wednesday greenhouse gas emissions, sea level rise, ocean heat, and ocean acidification, all critical climate indicators, reached new levels in 2021, all clear signs of humanity's impact on the planet. That's according to the UN World Meteorological Organization's annual State of the Global Climate Report out this week. The report warned that extreme weather disasters wreaked a heavy toll on human lives and cost hundreds of billions of dollars in economic losses last year. It confirmed that the past 7 years have been the hottest on record since the 1880s. Global sea levels reached a new record high, rising at double the previous rate. Ocean heat also hit a new record high. And because the oceans absorb about a quarter of humanity's rising carbon emissions, the report also found that oceans are now more acidic than they've been in at least 26,000 years, harming marine life.
That's a whole lot of not very good news.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged governments to move faster to end the use of polluting fossil fuels that are causing the climate crisis.
The global energy system is broken and bringing us ever closer to climate catastrophe. Fossil fuels are a dead end, environmentally and economically. The only sustainable future is a renewable one. The good news is that the lifeline is right in front of us. Renewable energy technologies such as wind and solar are readily available and in most cases cheaper than coal and other fossil fuels. If we act together, the renewable energy transformation can be the peace project of the 21st century.
It's that if we act together part that I'm kind of worried about.
Yeah. Another clear sign of humanity's impact on the planet, a new study by the Lancet Planetary Health Journal shows that pollution of all types continues to be the largest environmental health threat around the world. Air pollution, water pollution, and toxic chemical pollution were responsible for about one out of every six deaths globally between 2015 and 2019. The death toll attributed to dirty pollution has risen 55% since the year 2000. The study found. The vast majority of deaths from pollution were in developing countries.
On the upside, think of all those billionaires who are making billions and billions of dollars from it.
A different study finds that cutting air pollution from fossil fuels in the United States alone would save 50,000 lives every year. And cutting fossil fuel air pollution would also provide economic benefits, saving more than $600 billion every year in public health costs.
Yeah, but not for those billionaires.
And not for the 17 Republican state attorneys general who are now suing the Environmental Protection Agency over its decision to restore a waiver allowing California to set tougher tailpipe emission standards than the federal government. California's tailpipe emissions laws have improved mileage standards and air quality for residents nationwide. But some good news.
Thank you.
Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire former mayor of New York City, announced he is launching a $240 million new initiative to deploy clean energy in 10 developing countries to combat climate change, working with nonprofit organizations to develop plans with local and national governments.
Okay, I take back some of what I said about those billionaires, at least this one. At least in this one short moment.
In a statement, Bloomberg noted that more than 750 million people around the world lack access to electricity, saying, quote, "We have a unique opportunity to drive that energy source being renewable from the start, instead of going back again in another 30 years.
So there's that. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Get it right the first time, that's the main thing. Oh.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.